Are you making an audio?
Yeah.
That's perfectly fine. I do them all the time. That's
okay,
awesome.
Yeah, what are you guys talking about?
What are we talking about? We're talking about the American church system, the Sunday church system that teaches you to... Oops.
I got it.
I got it. That teaches you to go to a building to worship God, that teaches you pagan holidays, that teaches you false gospels, that teaches you it's okay to be like the world. The pastors won't tell you the truth. They promote these false religious places like this that, you know, when you worship God, you don't worship God with some music that makes you feel good. Do you know how you worship God according to the Bible?
You praise Him?
You do praise Him, but do you know even how you praise Him? What you do is, okay, the police were just here and talked to me. Somebody lied and said I was blocking a sidewalk. I look like I'm blocking a sidewalk. Okay. So the police were just here, and I told the police I honored them, right? So how would I honor the police officers?
By respecting.
Yeah, and by keeping the law. So if I tell the police officers I honor them, but I go and break a bunch of laws, they're going to show up and go, you don't honor us. And so if we honor God, what do we got to do?
We
got to
respect.
We got to respect and keep His laws. And so His laws are to come out of the world. So sports, politics, entertainment, movies, this worldly music show, all that has to be repented of. And when you come out of the world, we had to come out of the world, you become, God will give you a new heart and a new mind. You no longer want the things you used to want, whether it's for people that, you know, some people watch porn, some people get drink and get do alcohol, some people eat too much and they're gluttonous, some people love movies and violent video games. God transforms your heart and your mind, and you no longer want any of those things. That's the beautiful thing. The power of God is a transformed life to where you come out of this and the church system and you no longer want it. Most American Christians, that hasn't happened to through faith and repentance. Most American Christians, you know what's happened? Somebody's invited them to church. They go to a church service all the time. They keep their worldly life and they just add Jesus on the top. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But what you have to do is you have to repent and lose your whole life. Kind of like, do you know anybody that's ever joined like the military?
No.
Okay. When you go to, how old are you?
I am 13.
When you join the military, like when you're 18, if you said, I'm going to go join the military, do you know what? As soon as you sign on the line, do you know what they do?
No.
They shave your head, they put you in a uniform, they tell you who to salute, they tell you how to walk, they tell you when to get up, when to lay down, when to sleep, when to eat. Your life is totally committed to them as a soldier. Do you know the Bible calls us to be that, but for Christ? This doesn't teach you that. This teaches you can be worldly and watch the Packers, and you can do all kinds of false things, and you can live the way you want. Test yourself, young man. We love you. God be praised, lifting up Jesus Christ today, speaking truth into sheep's ears that will listen, and those seeds go deep. Maybe they go onto fertile soil. Sometimes they fall on rocky ground. Satan comes and steals them away. But this is why we go. This is why we preach. We got to speak to a whole bunch of young people in the past 2 days. We got to warn them about their false religiosity.